Welcome back to the Come Follow Me Read Along. Thanks for joining me. We're reading the scripture passages that go along with the weekly study curriculum of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. With generous permission from Thomas Waymont, the BYU Religious Study Center, and Deseret Book, I'll be reading today's chapters from Thomas Waymont's translation, which is titled The New Testament, A Translation for Latter-day Saints. Chapter 15. Then I saw another great and amazing sign in heaven, seven angels who have seven final plagues, and in them the wrath of God is ended. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, as well as those who conquered the beast and its statue and the number of its name, standing next to the sea of glass and having harps provided by God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who does not fear you, O Lord, and give glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship in your presence, because your righteous actions have been revealed. Then after these things I looked, and the temple, which is the tent of testimony, was opened in heaven, and the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, and they were dressed in clean, bright linen with gold sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven gold bowls filled with the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. Then the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the seven bowls containing the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth. And there were harmful and painful sores on the people who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his statue. And the second angel poured his bowl upon the sea, and it turned to blood and looked like a corpse, and every living creature that was in the sea died. And the third angel poured his bowl upon the rivers and the springs of water, and they turned to blood. Then I heard the angel of the water saying, You are just, who is and who was, the Holy One, because you delivered these judgments. They have poured out the blood of the saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They received what they deserved. And I heard the altar saying, Yes, Lord God Almighty, your judgments are true and just. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was permitted to scorch people with fire. And the people were scorched with intense heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has the authority over these plagues, and they would not repent and give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened, and they began to bite their tongues from the pain. Then they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, but they did not repent from their works. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up in order to prepare a way for the kings from the east. And I saw three unclean spirits that looked like frogs, coming out from the mouth of the dragon, and from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet. For they are demonic spirits, who go out to the kings of the whole world, performing miracles to gather them for war on the great day of the Almighty God. Behold, I will come like a thief. Blessed is the one who is awake, keeping his clothing on, so that he does not go about naked, and they see his shameful condition. And they gathered them to a place called Armageddon in Hebrew. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice from the throne in the temple saying, It is completed. And there were flashes of lightning and voices, thunder and a great earthquake, such as there has not been since people were on the earth. So great was the earthquake. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And Babylon the Great was remembered in God's presence, and was given the cup filled with the wine of God's wrath. And every island fled, and no mountains were to be found. and large hailstones, weighing about 100 pounds each, fell from heaven on the people. But they blasphemed God because of the plague of hailstones that was so terrible. Chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came to me and said, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth acted immorally, and those who live on the earth have become drunk with the wine of her sexual impropriety." And he carried me in the spirit to a desert, and I saw a woman sitting upon a red beast that was full of blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was dressed in purple and red, and was also wearing gold, jewels, and pearls. And she held in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and uncleanness associated with her sexual impropriety. And upon her forehead was written a name that was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman, drunken with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs to Jesus. After I saw her, I marveled greatly. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you amazed? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with the 7 heads and 10 horns that carries her. The beast that you saw was and is not, but is about to ascend out of the abyss and then go to destruction. Those who live on the earth and those whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will marvel after seeing the beast, because it was and is not and is to come." This needs a wise mind. The 7 heads are 7 hills that the woman sits upon. They are also 7 kings, 5 of whom have fallen. One is living, the other has not come yet. And when he comes, he must remain for a short time only. And the beast which was and is not, it is an 8th king, but it is also 1 of the 7, and it is going to destruction. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not received a kingdom, but they will receive authority as kings for a single hour together with the beast. These kings have a single purpose. They give their power and authority to the beast. They make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And the angel said to me, "The waters that you saw, and where the prostitute sits, are peoples, crowds, nations, and languages. And the 10 horns and the beast that you saw, they will hate the prostitute, and make her desolate and naked, and they will consume her flesh and burn her with fire. For God put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by being of one mind and giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman which you saw in the great city, she has power to rule over the kings of the earth." Chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel descending from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened by his glory. And he cried out in a powerful voice, "Fallen! Babylon the Great is fallen! She has become the dwelling place for demons, a prison for every unclean spirit, a prison for every unclean bird, a prison for every unclean and hated beast, because all the nations have fallen as a result of the wine of her immoral passion, and the kings of the earth have been immoral with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you do not participate in her sins, and you do not share in her plagues, because her sins are piled high to heaven, and God has remembered her unrighteous actions. Repay her as she repaid others, even double for her actions. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed. As she gave glory to herself and lived in luxury, likewise, give her torment and grief, because she says in her heart, 'I sit like a queen, I am not a widow, and I will never see mourning.' Because of this, her plagues have arrived in a single day: death, mourning, and famine. And she will be consumed with fire, because the Lord God who has judged her is powerful." Then the kings of the earth who were immoral with her and lived in luxury with her will weep and wail for her when they see the smoke from the fire that consumes her. They will stand at a distance because they fear her torment, and they will say, "Woe, woe to the great city, Babylon, the strong city, because your judgment has come in a single hour." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn for her, because no one buys their goods any longer. Goods of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, costly linen, purple, silk, scarlet, all kinds of items made from citron wood, and all kinds of objects made from ivory, and all kinds of items made from fine wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, slaves and human lives. The fruit which your soul desired has left you, and all your fine things and delights have gone from you, and they will no longer be found. The merchants who sold these things, those who became rich from her, will stand at a distance because they fear her torment. They will weep and mourn, saying, "Woe, woe to the great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and red, wearing gold, precious stones and pearls, because in a single hour this wealth has been destroyed." And every ship's captain and seafaring men, sailors, and all those who work on the sea will stand at a distance and cry out when they see the smoke of her burning, "What was the great city like?" And they will throw dust on their heads and cry out, weeping and mourning, "Woe, woe to the great city in which all those who had ships on the sea got rich from her wealth, because in a single hour she has been destroyed." Rejoice over her, heaven, saints, apostles, and prophets, because God has judged her on your behalf. Then one strong angel lifted a stone like a millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "Thus will Babylon the great city be thrown down with violence, and she will no longer be found. The sound of harpists and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters, will never be heard among you again. No tradesperson who has any skill will ever be found among you again. The sound of a mill will never be heard among you again. Even light from a lamp will not appear among you again, and the sound of a bridegroom and bride will not be heard among you again, because your merchants were the important people of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her the blood of prophets and saints was found, as well as all who have been killed on the earth." Revelation chapter 19. After this, I heard something like a loud voice of a large audience in heaven, saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and just, because he judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual impropriety, and he avenged the blood of his servants upon her." And a second time they shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke from her ascends forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated upon the throne, saying, "Amen! Hallelujah!" And a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all his servants, and fear him, small and great." And I heard something like a voice of a great audience, and it was like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder, speaking, "Hallelujah! Because the Lord our God the Almighty rules, let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, because the wedding of the Lamb has arrived, and his bride has made herself ready. She was permitted to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and pure. The fine linen is the righteous actions of the saints." And the angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "Do not do this. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony about Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and the one seated upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many diadems. And he had a name written that no one knows except him. And he wears a robe that has been dipped in blood, and he is called the Word of God. The armies which are in heaven were dressed in white and clean, fine linen, and they followed him upon white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, with which he can strike down the nations. He will shepherd them with a rod of iron, and he tramples the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the Almighty God. He has written on his robe and his thigh a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun and crying out in a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly directly overhead, Come, gather for the great feast of God, to eat the flesh of kings and military officers, the flesh of the strong horses and those who ride them, and the flesh of all people, slave and free, small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who is seated upon the horse and against his army. The beast was captured with him, the false prophet who performed the miracles on his behalf, miracles by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. These two were thrown into the lake of fire, burning with sulfur, and the remainder were killed by the sword that came from the mouth of the one who rode upon the horse, and all the birds consumed their flesh. Chapter 20. Then I saw an angel descending from heaven, having the key of the abyss in his hand and a large chain. And he seized the dragon, that old snake who is the devil and Satan, and tied him up for 1,000 years. And he threw the dragon into the abyss, and locked and sealed it on him, so that he would no longer deceive the nations until the 1,000 years were completed. After this, he must be let go for a short time. And I saw thrones, and seated upon them were those who had been given the authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and who also had not worshipped the beast nor his statue, and had not received the mark on their foreheads nor on their hands. They lived and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. And the remaining dead did not live until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have a part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and Christ, and they will rule with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be let go from his prison, and he will go out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog will gather them for war, and their number is as the sand of the sea. They will march on a broad plain of the earth and encircle the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire will come down from heaven and consume them. And the devil, the one who deceived them, will be thrown into a lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet will be, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a large white throne, and the one seated upon it. The earth and heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, both the great and the small, standing before the throne. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Then the dead were judged from what was written in the books, according to their actions. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead in them, and they were each judged according to their actions. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire. Chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had departed, and the sea was no longer present. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity, and he will live among them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will no longer exist, nor mourning, crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased. And the one seated upon the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Then he said, Write this, because these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give water from the spring of life as a gift to those who are thirsty. The one who conquers will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my child. But as to the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven final plagues, spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Then he led me in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed to me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a precious stone, like a jasper and crystal clear. It had a great and high wall, and it had 12 gates, and at the gates it had 12 angels. And the names of the 12 tribes of the people of Israel were written on the gates. On the east side there were 3 gates, and on the north side there were 3 gates, and on the south side there were 3 gates, and on the west side there were 3 gates. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb were written on them. And the one speaking with me had a measuring stick of gold, so that he could measure the gates and walls of the city. The city was laid out in a square with equal length and width. He measured the city with the measuring stick at 1,400 miles. Its length, width, and height were equal. He measured its wall at 144 cubits, according to human measurement, which is also the angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, and the city was made of pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the city wall were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each one of the gates was made from a single pearl. The main street of the city was pure gold, like clear glass. I did not see a temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or moon to light it, for the glory of God lights it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk according to its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory to it, and its gates will not be closed by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations to it, and nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who is a pollution or false, but only those who are written in the book of life of the Lamb. Chapter 22. Then he showed me a river of life, which had crystal clear water, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb, running down the middle of the main street. On either side of the river there is a tree of life, producing 12 crops of fruit, according to each month and its season. The leaves of the tree of life are for healing the nations. And there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city. And his servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and his name will be upon their foreheads. And there will no longer be night, and they will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give light to them, and they will rule forever and ever. Then he said to me, These words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who was showing these things to me. But he said to me, Do not do this. I am your fellow servant with your brothers, the prophets, and with those who obey the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the wicked still act wickedly, and the filthy continue to be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still do right, and let the holy continue to be holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward comes with me, so that I can pay each person according to his actions. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they are permitted to go to the tree of life and enter the gates of the city. Outside are dogs, sorcerers, the sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and all who love practicing falsehood. I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. And let the one who is thirsty, Come. And let the one who wants the water of life to receive it as a gift. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will place the plagues that are written in this book upon that person. And if anyone removes anything from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will remove his part from the tree of life and his part in the holy city, which are described in this book. The one who testifies about these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of Lord Jesus be with everyone. That concludes our reading of the book of Revelation and our reading for the week. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.